Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sissy and James with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, Yamba locals are outraged, stating that their town is being drowned by developers who were given permission to build on a floodplain. Dozens of locals turned up to protest outside of the $34 million development. Residents claim that developers are filling up the land with 3.5 metres of dirt, which is towering over their backyards and causing the area to flood. This also means that there is a constant vibration of trucks, causing disruption to the usual calm and quiet holiday destination. A major two-tower development has been approved in Kangaroo Point, directly on the riverfront. Picos Group have been granted approval by the Brisbane City Council and plan to build two 15-storey towers. The eight individual lots they have acquired will create nearly an acre of private parkland space, which will not be open to the public. In national news, Australia is projected to soon experience mega droughts that could last longer than 20 years, according to new research from the ANU and the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate Extremes. According to the research, the impacts of climate change have resulted in mega droughts lasting longer since the pre-industrial period and will result in droughts lasting longer in the future. They state that rapidly reducing greenhouse gas emissions is the only way to lessen the severity.
Ambulance ramping at the South Australian Royal Adelaide Hospital and Queen Elizabeth Hospital has reached unprecedented levels. March has been the worst month on record for the ambulance network, in which 4,095 hours have been lost to ramping. The ambulance ramping crisis has caused over 4,200 surgeries to be delayed. In international news, the White House has instructed the National Space Agency, NASA, to establish a unified standard of time for the moon. The time standard would be known as the Coordinated Lunar Time, or LTC, and be used for all future lunar craft and satellites that require extreme precision. Due to the differing gravitational force on the moon and other celestial bodies, time moves relative to how it does on Earth. Breaking international news, a tsunami warning has just been issued in Okinawa, Japan, after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit the coast off Taiwan. People have been ordered to evacuate to higher ground. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with possible showers later. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au/news to listen back to today's Zedlines.